Hey you, do you want to learn how to design SVG cut files in the amazing Affinity Designer software with expert feedback surrounded by a supportive and loving community of designers? If you said yes, sign up for my free masterclass for more info. Link down below. Hello everyone, how are you guys doing today? Jeff here from Cut and Make Crafts. Today I am talking about how I made 25k from SVGs in this year. So it can get, I'll try to get as detailed as possible, and I'm also gonna give you a step-by-step guide on how you can replicate this in your business, in your SVG business. So first I'm gonna share the strategy, then I'm gonna show the results that I got and why I'm sharing these details with you, and last I am gonna give you a step-by-step guide on how you can replicate this in your business. So if you want to start an SVG business, make passive income from SVGs, this is a great time to get started. I'm currently offering $500 off my coaching program, which I never do. This is the only time I'm doing it because my coach asked me to. So this is your only chance to get this huge, huge discount. And I'm not sure when I'll offer this huge discount again. So if you're interested, message me now to enroll. Some people have already jumped into the offer and they have already joined the program at this price. So don't miss out. Message me now to get into the SVG business coaching program, which will guide you through all the steps for designing your SVGs, finding out what kind of SVGs are trending, and then how to sell those SVGs, because these are two different types of things. First, you got to learn how to design, and then you got to learn how to sell. So all of this is included in my SVG business coaching program, which you can get at $500 off until November 30th. All right, so let's get started with today's topic, which is how I made 25K from SVGs in this year. Now, huge, huge disclaimer. All of this income that I'm going to be talking about, the 25K, is not passive income. It's not you make it once and you sell it unlimited time. This was all actively working income. Like, I was actively working for this income. I haven't included my passive income in this. So the passive income side is completely different, and those numbers are not included in 25K. That's a separate one. So this is just the actively what I've made from SVGs in this year. All right, so because a lot of people might have these questions, you might go and open up my shop and you're just seeing like less than 1,000 sales in my shop, and you're like, what is she even talking about? How does she make 25K when she just have like 1,000 sales in her shop, right? No, this sale is actively made sale, and I made this much from my summits. So you guys might have seen that I hosted around 3 summits this year. And 2 of them were solely based on Cricut. So those two were based on Cricut crafts. And what do you need for Cricut crafts? You need SVG cut files. So both of these summits that I did, one was in, I think, March, and the second was one in September. And both of these summits had around 15, the first summit had 15, I think around 20 SVG based tutorials, crafting tutorials for Cricut crafters. And the second one had around 30 tutorials for Cricut crafters with 30 free SVG cut files. So in the first summit, I got 2.5K subscribers. I gained 2.5K new subscribers. And I generated a revenue of $5,000 in one go from actively creating those SVGs and putting this event together. We had around 20 speakers in the event, and each one offered a free SVG and a free tutorial. And in the next event, I had around 15 speakers, and I did my own 15 different tutorials in the event. And there were 5,000 new subscribers around that 5,200 something. I forgot the exact one. But to round it up, there were 5,000 people, and I generated around 20K in revenue. And the reason I'm sharing this is because even though the mode of selling, of generating the income was different, but the underlying basis was the same. I was selling SVG tutorials along with SVG cut files. So the reason I'm sharing this is because I want you guys to understand that selling your SVGs in your shop is not the only way to generate income from SVG cut files. Once you have mastered the skill, you can use it to generate income in like a million different ways. And I've already done one episode on this, on 5 to 6 different ways you can generate income using your SVG designing skills. You can work as a freelance designer. You can sell in your shop. You can sell it through summits. You can work as a designer for somebody else. So there are many different ways you can monetize your skills. And hosting a summit for Cricut crafters using SVGs is just another mode of using your SVG designing skills to generate revenue. So for the second summit that I did, the one in September, I did like around 15 different tutorials for very unique SVG designs, which everybody simply loved. So even though my subscribers doubled, my income tripled because I saw a huge bump in the conversion rate. So once the conversion rate increased, the revenue also increased. So the point here is, like, if you are selling complex advanced SVG cut files, you are definitely going to see profit. You're definitely gonna see good results from it. You don't want to be selling just basic designs. So during the summit, what did I teach people? Let me just grab all the crafts to give you guys an idea of what kind of SVGs really performed well during this event. So I created some really complex SVGs that you don't easily find. And the only reason I was able to do it was because I know how to design all different kinds of SVGs. Even though for this event, I don't design my own SVGs anymore. I have a designer to do the work for me. I do the testing and I do the tutorials. Even then, like, I got all of this. I got to this point because of my SVG designing skills. So one of the tutorials was for this, creating a shaker photo frame, customized photo frame. And all of these SVGs were designed by us, me and my designer. We put these together, and these are not simple SVGs. These are complex SVGs. You can see we had like a shaker stocking with a gift bag. Everybody loved this design, and so many people said these SVG designs are so innovative, so unique. We had a nutcracker candy dome, and And then we had a Shadowbox SVG. This is kind of common. But there was one design. This is the Snow Globe gift box, which came with a little ribbon on top. And you can open it up. So these are all complex SVGs. None of the SVGs that I shared in this event was a text-based SVG. Like, they're all 3D unique designs that people are actually want to learn. Like, oh my gosh, this is so cute. How do you create it? And then they want to learn more. Like, okay, I want to do this. I want a tutorial on how to put this together. So you want to be creating designs like these that will incite people to literally want to buy your SVGs. This one is an SVG for a Pringle gift, custom Pringle gift box, which I just created an SVG, a simple SVG. It's a rectangle SVG that covers a Pringle gift box, Pringle chips box to customize it. And this is a very easy to make SVG if you know how to use the tools the right way. So these are the types of SVGs that are going to perform well in your store, or even if you want to teach people how to do if you do a tutorial on this, a class on this, this is something people will be interested in coming and learning, instead of just giving them a simple text-based SVG to put on a t-shirt. Like, think about it yourself. What do you think brings more value? A simple text-based t-shirt or a complex SVG, which is, a paper-based SVG or a wood-based SVG that is actually teaching people to create something unique, something out of the box. So you gotta think out of the box. Like one of my students, Leslie, who was on the podcast last week, she just has like 4 to 5 designs in her shop, and she is solving a very unique, some unique problems, like very unique packaging. She's offering some very unique SVGs and very creatively. So those, you gotta think outside the box to see some measurable income or measurable sales come in. If you're just slapping some text-based plain designs, this is not the time for them. These plain designs worked really well back in 2013, 2014. But now people want something out of the box, something unique. And you don't even have to think way, way out of the box. Like, you can solve a simple problem. In this one, I just combined two of the most popular things together. A shaker card, a shaker project. Shaker projects are very popular these days. With a gift box, a lot of times people will be selling just the same plain gift box, which is I don't think giving enough value. Like, at this time, if you're entering the market and selling an SVG for this just simple plain cube box or a rectangular box, there are a million people selling that SVG. How are you gonna differentiate yourself? So what I did, I took that simple rectangular gift box, I added a shaker theme to it and gave a new spin to it. And now people are super, super interested in this. And I got so many amazing reviews for this. People were like, wow, this is so innovative, so cute, so unique. People love this idea. So you gotta think out of the box to generate some good income from your SVG cut files. Let me know if you guys have any questions or you need any more background information, because I want to be as transparent as possible with you guys to let you know what is possible with SVGs. So the next thing I want to cover is how you can replicate this. Now, of course, I invested around $8,000 to learn to host a summit, to host a big event like this. That's not what I'm gonna tell you. To go and invest $8,000 in a program so you can host a summit and see some results. You can do it if you want. I have a couple of students who are inside my program. Actually one student who is inside my program and who also hosted a summit. And then she joined my program so she can learn SVG designing and she can create SVG designs for her audience. So those are the things. So I'm not going to tell you to go and invest $8,000 if that's not in your budget right now. However, I want to give you a quick walkthrough of the steps that you can take to replicate this kind of result in your own capacity. So first and foremost, you gotta set out a goal. If you're just starting out, maybe you wanna make around $50 or $100. I would say set an achievable goal. So I think if you don't have any audience, you're just starting out, $50 or $100 is a good goal to set. Next, you got to start designing a complex SVG. You got to think of a very unique SVG design which you think people will be interested in. And to get that idea, you can go and browse Facebook groups and see what kind of SVGs received a ton of likes and comments. So so go into the groups and see, observe what kind of designs are people wanting to learn, what kind of designs people are targeting and stuff like that. And then create an SVG inspired from that. Don't copy it step by step. Go and think of creative ways you can replicate that idea. So for example, tunnel cards are very popular these days. And I saw some really beautiful tunnel card SVGs in the groups getting a lot of interaction. And then we have octagon 3D layered SVGs are doing really good. So these are just some of the ideas. In the group, you'll find a ton of more ideas. So think about something like that. And you can also combine a couple of different skills. So you create an SVG for a card, and then you can add some card making skills to your tutorial, to your live tutorial, which you are gonna sell with your SVG. So think about a complex SVG. If it's too overwhelming, I would say stick to one SVG design. Just do one. When you're just starting out, just do one design. Decide on a live platform. Are you gonna go live on Instagram or TikTok or Facebook group? Where do you wanna go live? So think about that. Write all that down. And then think about the live date. When are you gonna do your live tutorial? So what you're gonna do is design the SVG, put the SVG for sale, decide on the day for your live tutorial, go live, and let people buy that SVG if they want to create that design with you. And for a limited time, you can offer the SVG at a discounted rate. And after the live is over, after 24 hours, you can increase the price and include the live with the SVG. Sorry. So first is set the goal, then design a complex SVG, decide on the live platform, decide on what date you want to do the live, and then you got to create your email marketing. You got to set up your email marketing platform and create an email list so people can sign up to join your live session. Now, if you're wondering how to do that, I cover everything in my SVG group coaching program. We have a separate course inside the program that teaches you everything about email marketing, how to set up your email address, how to collect email addresses, and everything is inside the group. So if you're interested in learning SVG designing for a passive income, to start a business, to make money from SVGs, this is the program for you. So you set up a page to collect subscribers, and right after when people sign up for your SVGs, for your live tutorial, they get redirected to buy your SVG at a discounted price. So if you want to make $50 and you're selling the SVG for let's say $6, because you're also selling the tutorial with it, you can go as much as $15 or $7. So let's say you're selling your design for $7 and you want to make $50, you just need to have, let's say, you just need 7 sales. And let's say you have a conversion rate of 0.01. All right, so how many people are you going to need for that? Just give me a moment. So, oops. So you just need 7 people to get that $50. You just need to sell your SVG design to 7 people. And if you increase the price, you'll need a lesser number of people. So think about that and start, once you have decided on your, on the number of subscribers you need and everything, just give me a moment. And then you need to start promoting. Once you have decided everything, you've got your page set up, you need to start promoting your SVGs for 2 weeks. I mean, start promoting the event for 2 weeks. Let people know what you'll be teaching them. Get them excited to join your live Instagram live or TikTok live. And remind them to join the live on the day of the live and send them reminders one day before the live, right before the live is starting. Send them another reminder to join your event, and then on the live, show people how to use your SVG, like do a step-by-step tutorial teaching them how to put together, how to design, how to use the design to put together a project, and try to make it long, around more than 30 minutes, and be interactive, talk about yourself, and let people buy the design during the live as well. Tell them, encourage them to buy the SVG. It's available for a discounted rate for a limited time. And once the live is over, delete the live after 24 hours and direct people to go back and buy the SVG along with the live. So this will help in doing 2 things. Like, it will give people an idea about your work, what kind of SVGs you are designing. And maybe if people are not buying in the first session, they might come to you in the second session, in the third session, in the fourth session. So no matter how many people are looking, how many people are buying, so you are benefiting from it either ways. It doesn't matter. Even if you're not getting any sales, you're still marketing your product. You're still getting in front of the people. So that is the main goal. The more events you do like this, the more you're gonna get, place yourself out there and start getting more sales instead of just sitting in your bubble and complaining, I'm not getting any sales, what do I do? So as you all know, there are tons and tons of Etsy shops out there, and it's getting more and more difficult to get sales. And these are the strategies that are helping people stand out from the crowd and still make money from SVG cut files. The skills are the same. However, the strategy is you got to change it a bit to get more people to get interested in your designs and sell your designs. So this is a quick walkthrough of how you can replicate my results and apply them in your business. If you go and see my shop right now, you will see that I have less than 1,000 sales. However, I was still able to make money from SVGs just by hosting events. So I've diversified my income. The mode of income is different, but the underlying skill is the same. What did I teach in these events? How to use my SVGs to create a project. Instead of selling in the shop, I'm selling it in the event. And I have taken those projects and now you can find them in my shop. I'm selling them individually. Now I can sell them for unlimited time in my shop as well. Now I've put them up for passive income after I've already made 25K. And now I'm going to generate passive income from the same products. So I hope that was helpful for you guys. If you have any questions, let me know in the comments section. If you want to ask about my income or the strategy that I just covered. So let me know in the comment section. We are here for another 5 minutes. And if you are interested in starting your own SVG business, if you want to master the skills of SVG designing, even if you have never ever designed before, this is your chance, because in my program, I start from the very basic. So people who have never designed the SVGs, they can also learn how to create gorgeous SVGs, put anything that comes in your mind into practice, and bring your imaginations to life with the SVG design skill. So the program is based on Affinity Designer, which is a vector-based illustration software. But it's very fun to work with, and once you master it, you can create literally any design that comes to your mind. So if you're interested, be sure to join me in the program. Right now, it is $500 off, and this offer is going to expire on November 30th. So if you're interested, message me now to get started. All right, so I think that is it for today, and I will see you guys in the next session, where I will be talking about what are money making SVGs, what kind of SVGs are currently trending, and what you need to do right now, what kind of SVGs you need to make right now if you want to see some good results, some good sales in your SVG store. All right, thank you so much, guys, for tuning in. I will see you next week. Bye-bye. Lastly, if you want to learn how to make gorgeous SVG cut files in Affinity Designer, be sure to check out my free masterclass via the link below.